It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 17th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, we've got some light snow and 33 degrees.
And the snow causing terrible traffic between Bountiful and Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
It's the weather that tops our news this hour. Heavy rain and snow will disrupt the morning commute. Closings and delays have already been announced.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, it's been pounding the canyons and mountains and moved into the valleys and downtown within the last half hour or so. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says it's a lot of snow coming down in a short window.
The timing, just about now through the morning. All right, so by later this morning, this storm is out of the picture and we'll actually get some clearing afternoon.
The valley should get 1 to 3 inches, the benches 2 to 5, the mountains 6 to 12 inches. Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene near Vivint Arena. John?
Yeah, Mary, sitting outside the home of the Jazz here in downtown Salt Lake, you really get a feel for how this is impacting people's morning commutes. This stuff is really coming down hard, but maybe most importantly, it's heavy and it's wet. That means it's sticking to everything, making the roads and especially the sidewalks treacherous. Also, until sunrise, this is making visibility less than ideal, so I think it's safe to say take it slow and add a significant amount of time to whenever you might normally leave the house. Just a few moments ago, I saw a group of people get off the tracks and a few had plastic ponchos on over their normal winter clothes. Maybe not the worst idea on a morning like this. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're getting word of some school delays this morning as well.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the latest. Dan?
And Amanda, updated information now from Alpine District. They plan to start on time. They had issued an advisory for a two-hour delay yesterday, but now they're saying there's no delayed opening. South Summit High School and Middle Schools will start at 9 a.m., elementary schools at 10. Other counties still waiting to make a decision. Ogden District will have a normal schedule, but nobody's marked tardy. State employees don't have to work until 10 a.m., but courthouse employees will be expected to show up on time. Salt Lake City offices won't open until 10. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11. Live, I'm Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The mayor of Roy says he's meeting today with the manager of the Ogden Airport to talk about all these deadly plane crashes. There have been 5 crashes in under 4 years in that area. The police chief says it's clear there's a safety problem. The city is looking to work with Ogden leaders and federal investigators to get to the bottom of any issues.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg will hold a campaign event in Salt Lake City tomorrow. Bloomberg will appear at Impact Hub on State Street at 4 p.m. The former New York City mayor is also expected to meet with community leaders during his stop here.
The Senate takes Monday off, then starts here. The hearing, the impeachment case, will start on Tuesday. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the U.S. Senate gets down to business Tuesday in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders was sworn in as a juror yesterday.
I would rather be in Iowa today. There's a caucus there in 2.5 weeks.
Republican leaders claim Speaker Pelosi delayed the impeachment, aiming to keep Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren out of Iowa to favor the Biden campaign. They begin Tuesday because Monday's a holiday. The Pentagon saying U.S. troops, 11 of them, have been transported out of Iraq, showing signs of concussion after last week's Iranian missile attack. First report said no one was hurt. A state of emergency declared in Virginia ahead of Monday's gun rights rally in Richmond. Governor Ralph Northam has banned guns from the Capitol grounds.
State intelligence analysts have identified threats.
The FBI arrested 3 members of a white extremist group in Maryland, believing they planned on attending the rally. And the Trump administration announcing new First Amendment guidelines yesterday on prayer in public schools.
In a sacred principle of our republic, that government must never stand between the people and God.
The guidelines allow students to initiate prayer outside classroom time and provides for filing complaints about violations. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.